I would like to call our meeting to order.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, let us extend our thoughts in union as we work to enrich the lives of our residents. Let our deliberations be free of rancor and filled with the concern of others rather than ourselves. Let us plan beyond the obvious that we might protect our neighbor from the unintended consequences of shallow thought. Let us remember that we are the people's servant, not they ours. Let us proceed in peace. Amen.
Amen. All right, now I would like to call our meeting to order. The Tuesday, February 5th, 2019 at 6 p.m. adjourned September meeting. May I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Sussex?
Present.
Ms. Flowers?
She will not be here.
Mr. Giles?
Here.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Grader?
Here.
Ms. Hendricks?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Here.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Mr. Purcell?
Present.
Ms. Vickers?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. And we're going to do a kind of a bifurcated meeting again this time around. We're going to go through citizens' recognition for the county side, and then we'll recess this meeting and start our Forest Preserve meeting. So then anyone who is here to speak on behalf of Forest Preserve, you'll be able to speak sooner rather than have you wait around. I know the weather is intended to be, or sounds like it will be inclement here shortly. I don't know, Mr. Purcell, had it started icing yet, or was when you came in?
No.
Seems fine. So we're uncertain whether it will or it won't, but we're going to try to talk as fast as we can, even though there's a pretty heavy agenda tonight for us to cover. So with that, may I have a motion to approve the agenda as written?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Prochaska. Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Special recognition. Sheriff, want to come up?
Thank you for indulging us this for a moment. I'm going to introduce those who don't know. This is Detective Sergeant Mitch Hatton. He was really worked a lot of the case. I'm going to let him talk about the award, and he'll also talk about invite our recipient up. So,
thank you, sir.
And if you want to come up front and to take pictures, feel free. We don't mind.
Pretend you like us. First of all, thank you for the time to be here tonight in front of you guys to present this.
Wherever you can get a good one, too, if you want to come up.
Yeah, come up around here.
Back in June 23rd, 2018, the Sheriff's Office responded to a, started out as a hit-and-run investigation, where we had a female by the name of Amanda Stanton, Oswego teacher, softball coach, was struck by a car late in the evening. Unfortunately, she wasn't found until later on the during the daytime by a property manager in the area. That started obviously an investigation where I got a lot of my detectives back there. If you guys want to kind of stand and show yourselves there, a lot of these guys put in a lot of long hours over about a 3 to 4 day period. We were able to get car parts that were on the scene. We were able to get some part numbers out of it. Checking with some local dealerships, we found that the vehicle part numbers were associated to approximately 3,000 different types of license plates within Kendall County, Kendall, Kane, Will County, and various surrounding counties that we were checking into. So it kind of narrowed, we went from a unknown number of cars and narrowed it down to 3,000, which doesn't really help us out a whole lot. One of the detectives, Mike DeCero, was able to reach out even closer with a specific part number and was able to then get that we were able to find it down. We were able to narrow down our search to about 1,000 vehicles in that area. From that information, we were able to then put together a list that we worked out with the National Insurance Crime Bureau and mainly Rich Law back here as well. He's here from the agency. He was able to narrow that down to two different prefixes of VIN numbers out of that 3,000 cars we were looking at, and narrowed it down to 12 cars. From that point, we started spreading everybody out in the entire like northern King County. I think we were out in Will County searching for those vehicles. And we were able to check off all the boxes of most of the cars. The last car we were looking for was out of registered out of Elgin. And Detective Vaklovic, I believe you here, wherever he's at, he's over there. I think he was the one that was up there doing the last search trying to find it. Come to find out that that address is now a vacant property. While that all was going on, we got a phone call from Julie Heidink, who is here tonight with us. come on up here, please. She was on her way home from work, and I believe you used to work for Chrysler.
Yes.
So was driving down Fifth Avenue in Aurora, recognized a vehicle that she observed that she knew to be a Pacifica that we were looking for. Got home after some debate with her husband, I believe, decided, you know what, I'm just going to call, and what's the worst case is going to do? If it's the wrong car, it's the wrong car. This vehicle was at a makeshift body shop. A gentleman that was driving it had dropped it off to have somebody do some work on it. Obviously, it had been involved in a crash. We asked Aurora Police to respond over to the area, take a look at it, and within a few minutes they're on scene, and they called one of the other detectives back here, Brian Harrell, and said, you guys want to get out here, this is your car. So if it wasn't for Ms. Hayden calling us, we probably would have never found the vehicle. We were looking for it as the last car on our list that we're trying to find, but the people weren't living there anymore. The vehicle wasn't associated with any of the addresses that we had information on. Had it not been for the phone call from Julie, we probably would have never found the vehicle, would have never been able to identify who was driving. And with that, I think within 3 days after the crash, we had the driver in custody and currently being charged right now. So with that, we'd like to thank Julie for all the work and the dedication. And thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. It's amazing.
Sure.
And this is the kind of thing that I want to thank all of you on behalf of the people of Kendall County, including those of you in the back of the room that were trying not to be seen. We're grateful for all that you do, and this is something that we talk about quite a bit. You know, if you see something, you're not quite sure, call. And the worst that'll happen is that they'll say, yeah, you know. The worst that will happen is nothing, right? So let them decide whether it's a big deal or not. So thank you guys again. We appreciate that. And with that, I'm going to recess this meeting so we can get into our forest preserve.
Okay.
So thanks, guys. All right, we are back in session for this evening's Kendall County Board meeting at approximately 7:04 p.m., which also coincides with when the freezing rain is supposed to begin. So if we start dropping like flies, I can't continue without a quorum, just saying. I would like to move, because Mike, you've been waiting so patiently for us, I'm going to move the admin HR 10B up to right after Citizens to be Heard. So let's do Citizens to be Heard first. Are there any citizens? Let the record show there's no one. And so then admin HR. Who's the vice?
I can do it. I don't know if we do it.
Okay. So I would like a motion then to approve a resolution authorizing execution and amendment of Section 5311 Public Transportation Service Grant Agreement.
Second.
Motion by Gilmore, seconded by Prochaska. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. All ayes. All right. Continue.
And then I'd like a motion to approve, or I'll make the motion to approve the resolution authorizing execution amendment of Downstate Operating Assistant Grant Agreement.
Second.
Motion by Gilmore, seconded by Sesich. Discussion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for
safely.
That.
Saving lives, one.
That's right. All right. Executive session. We have a need, but we'll wait until the end. That's all right. Unless you want to get out of here, too.
Oh,
all right.
Fine.
You're in.
I'm in.
Old business. May have a motion to approve the Public Safety Center AC systems replacement by the train company utilizing U.S. Communities Contract Number 15 JLP. 023 cooperative quote number 30-10006-17001, amount not to exceed 769 2019. This amount includes a 10% contingency.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Prochaska. Any discussion? Roll call.
We discussed it ad nauseum.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Gray?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
All ayes.
Wow.
All ayes. May I have a motion to approve a $225 per month loan modification agreement with Michael Manfrey, James Manfrey, and Priscilla Liberatore borrowers under revolving loan fund note executed on May 23rd, 2017.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Prochaska. Discussion?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore.
How is this different than what we were doing with these people?
Leslie?
Well, as you may recall, we have filed a foreclosure action for the non-payment, and then the board previously approved a loan modification trial plan where if they made the modified payments over a period of 4 months, then pursuant to that agreement, that the board would then approve the loan modification agreement. And the way that it amends it is as follows. The interest rate remains the same at 2.9%. But the monthly payment amounts will go down from $492.34 a month to $225 a month.
Okay, thank you.
Roll call.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Thank you. All ayes. May I have a motion to approve the HIDA grant G18CH0002A Modification 3, releasing funds in the amount of $145,000.
So moved.
Motion by Gilmore, seconded by Giles. Any discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Thank you. All ayes.
Mr. Chairman, I move to suspend the rules and consider 9B, C, D, and E as the same motion.
Second.
Motion by Prochaska, seconded by Hendricks. Roll call as to the motion.
And it does require a two-thirds vote.
So can you repeat that? Suspend?
I move to suspend the rules and consider 9B, C, D, and E as the same motion.
We'll cause the motion, and then we'll
be on the second one now already. But that's
yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
All ayes. May I have a... See, now how to do that?
I move to approve motion 9B, C, D, and E.
Second.
Motion by Prochaska, seconded by Kellogg. Can I do it all in paper on that?
No, you need to.
No, I would do a roll call.
All right. Roll call, please. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Purcell.
Questions?
Yes, please.
No.
Kellogg, yeah.
Well, I have four questions now.
Questions can be more.
We already do that. What exactly is this? I glanced at it. This has something to do with state statute. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that Dwight Baird for the record. Yes, that's correct. There was a change in the state law probably right around, that took effect right around a year ago. Instead of opening up the contract with the four unions, we've been working for a letter of understanding. We have a policy that mirrored the state law, and we had verbal agreements. This just codifies it.
Is there any additional costs?
No.
No?
No, it's if there's a officer involved shooting, we have to follow the state law. That's basically what it says. There may be an additional cost of the test for the blood,
but we don't have to increase wages or anything.
No.
Like that. Okay, that's for item B, but what about item C? I'm just kidding.
Oh, get ready to get my glasses.
Leslie, do you have anything to add to that?
No,
okay,
not at all.
Roll call.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes. All ayes. Thank you. May I have a motion to approve the renewal of and First Amendment to the agreement for the provision of inmate health services with Advanced Correctional Healthcare, Inc. at a cost of $184,569.33, subject to a 12-cent per inmate rate for fluctuation in the average daily population of Kendall County inmates and expiring December 31st, 2019.
Second.
Motion by Sesich, seconded by Hendricks. Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Sheriff. Are we safe still? Are the roads all right?
EMA Director Gillespie asked me if I would call him on my way home from my Bluetooth. Give him an update on the road.
Be safe while you're doing that.
Is he sitting at home?
Yeah.
He's probably in the basement.
The basement of the jail.
Yeah.
Standing committee reports, Ms. Hendricks. Finance.
Oh, sorry. What? Can I get a motion to approve the claim in an amount not to exceed $651,189.47?
Did you make that motion, or were you getting...
Second.
Make motion by Hendricks, sure. Seconded by Kellogg. Discussion.
I meant to say I'd like to.
Roll call.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Sorry, I realized I was going face first up my stairs because I forgot it to salt and I got distracted. I'd like to make a motion. No, really. Like
all eyes. And with respect to the next one, Member Purcell has indicated that he will recuse himself from this discussion or abstain from this discussion, and under our board rules of order, shall be treated as though he is not here.
I'd like to make a motion to approve coroner claims in amount not to exceed $1,829.42.
Second. Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Kellogg. Any discussion?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore.
I was wondering, maybe I can ask Mr. Purcell.
He's not taking part in this discussion.
Yeah, he can't.
Oh, he's not here.
Yeah, he's not here.
He's okay.
I'll just ask you.
Then. Okay.
Would it be possible for the five of us that are not on the Finance Committee to see those claims? Because we don't see them. See them at Finance, but the rest of us don't see them.
Yeah, I think that's
they could
absolutely.
Be emailed out, or we get them as an email, too. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, can I get a hard copy? Couldn't we just put a copy on our desks?
Scott, can you make sure that that happens?
Yeah, when Debbie Julie usually prints those out and provides them to Finance, can she just put them in the other five members' mailbox?
I can ask.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
And if there's anybody that does not want that, then let Debbie know so she doesn't
I'm
have to.
I'm fine with email. Save the paper.
Okay.
Save the paper. Save the trees.
Whatever's easiest for you. Just doing it for the 10 is fine. All right, thank you, Judy. Roll call.
Thanks. Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
All eyes. Admin HR was done. Actually, before I move on from Finance, Mr. Purcell, is there anything you want to add?
Is he back?
I know that now that you're back, is there anything, any updates on the health department? Or?
Oh, yeah, that's a great, great point. The health department, we will be meeting with them, me, myself, I guess we, and then I think Amy, you're going to go as well, mm-hmm. to their finance meeting on March, I believe it's the 6th, I don't have it in front of me, whatever that first Wednesday March is. We'll be meeting them at 8:30 to discuss a proposal to maybe do away with the bickering at the end of the year or during the budget year.
So moved.
We might get them, what's that?
So moved.
Yeah, where we might be able to afford to give them more monies towards their levy with the understanding that they would be responsible for the full benefits each year. The hope is we have a discussion and maybe a three-year agreement. That's at least what we're going to propose.
I thought it was 2 years, but okay.
We have a motion to approve the standing committee minutes.
So moved.
Motion by Sesich, seconded by Vickers. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Special committee reports, KenCom Executive Board, Mr. Prochaska.
KenCom Executive Board has not met yet. The Finance Board has been meeting, and so far so good on the finances, it looks like. The Executive Board will meet probably in February to approve a union contract.
Housing Authority, Mr. Prochaska.
Mr. Chairman, the Housing Authority will meet later this month, And at that meeting, we will get the results of our annual CMAP audit, S-E-M-A-P. That is the determination that HUD uses to determine how well of a housing authority we are performing. The past 2 years, we have been a high-performing housing authority. We've only been short of the best score of 135 by 5 points. That is a much better than we were in 2012.
We expect a 135 this time, or mm-hmm. we hold the chairman of that committee responsible.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Board of Health, Tony.
Nothing major new, just appointment of Personnel Committee, Finance Committee, and last meeting.
Great. Chairman's report, I have to remove one of the, Lynn Kulik from the Health Board. She is actually going to the 708 at some point. So otherwise, can I have a motion to approve Sandy Pastor, 708 Mental Health Board, 4-year term expiring 2023, February 2023, Matt Prochaska, ISACO Executive Board Representative, John Purcell, ISACO Large Caucus Liaison, and Scott Greider, Oswego Senior Center Liaison.
Second.
Motion by Purcell, seconded by Gilmore. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Any other business?
Executive session.
Citizens to be heard. Questions from the press?
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Now, may I have a motion to go into executive session for the purpose of, one is going to be for minutes as well.
21 or something.
The executive session.
Number 5, the purchase or lease of real property for the use of the public body contained in health for the purpose of discussing whether a particular parcel should be acquired. Number 11, litigation with an action against affecting or on behalf of the particular public bodies when files pending before court or administrative tribunal or when the public body finds an action probable and imminent. And then number 21, discussion of minutes of meetings lawfully closed under the Act, whether for purposes of approval by the body of minutes or semi-annual review of the minutes as mandated by section 2.06.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Sesich, seconded by Kellogg?
No.
Prochaska.
Yes.
roll call.
It's like, no way.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
No.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
No.
What are we for?
Yes.
7-2. Motion carries.
Because I can. How about that?
Ice storm.
I know.
It was 7 o'clock.
We did a 15-minute meeting.
Know, just for those who said no.
Happy days.
Yeah.
I want to watch Happy Days.
Is that what you call the State of the Union now?
Luxury
table.
Oh, wow.
Is that what's on? State of the Union?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I haven't got my Dwight, tax that it's over yet.
Here's the, here's the update from Dwight. Really? He says, right, roads are fine right now, but hurry home.
I'm not drinking.
We were going to do that. We were totally going to do that.
We can't do that until we report.
Every time he's like, yes.
We'll do it. We'll do it. Don't
hand them out. I don't want one.
You
don't
want
to see him.
How rude.
I don't want to read next.
I know.
I'm fine with retaining them all.
Release the minutes.
You want to keep all of them?
Yes.
On your desk.
No,
all right.
I want to hear the legal stuff.
Gotta wait.
Oh, we haven't started the tape up. Sorry, Jim. Pretend you didn't hear anything because this was illegal.
Jim's like, I'm taking my time.
He does a great job pretending like he's not listening. He's like, what? I don't know.
The other one is.
That'll be the lead story tomorrow.
Safe travels to you.
They didn't even want to review.
Safe travels, Jim.
Every time they say, yes, be careful.
Thanks.
Jim, be careful.
We should finish in 17 minutes because there's a break in the ice.
Do your work from home today.
According to AccuWeather.
Hey, that'll give them time to put the salt down, too.
We finished,
yeah, there you go.
We finished in 15 minutes.
We did.
No. We finished in the
next 2 hours.
See, we did what we were supposed to do.
I know, right? We're still force
preserve. Regular session, maybe I have a motion to adjourn. Motion by Purcell, second by Hendricks. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Felt like the House of Commons there at the end. It's like, whoa.